So we will do meditation for 1 minute. And we will have this pranam mudra. And we will close our eyes. And after taking deep breath, you have to repeat what I say. That is called mantra meditation. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Nanda Gopakumaraya. Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita,
Sri Advaita,
Gadadhara,
Gadadhara,
Sri Vas Adi,
Sri Vas Adi,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Bhakta Vranda,
Bhakta Vranda,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. We are thankful to Chandrasekhar ji and all the students who are practicing yoga and meditation, and they have come to our ISKCON center, Sri Sri Gaura Nitaya temple here. We are thankful to them. We will speak today from the Yoga Shastra. Bhagavad Gita is called Brahma Vidya Yoga Shastra.
Bhagavad Gita is Brahma Vidya Yoga Shastra.
So Bhagavad Gita has a knowledge which is the knowledge of soul, therefore it is called Brahma Vidya.
Bhagavad Gita andre atma vidyana, adukoskara Brahma Vidya
chelutha. And it is called Yoga Shastra because it teaches us the meaning of the yoga.
Yoga Shastra to helandre yakata yoga bagge
telustare. The meaning of the yoga is to connect.
Yoga and
to connect the soul with the super soul. That is called yoga. Therefore, all the chapter, 18 chapter of Bhagavad Gita, they are called yoga. And the sixth chapter is called Dhyana Yoga. And Dhyana Yoga means by meditation, seeing the Supreme Lord within the heart. But generally, the yoga is taken from Patanjali Yoga Shastra.
Yoga and the Samanya Patanjali Yoga Padati
Anusar. There are Sad Shastra, are the six school in a Vedic Sanatan civilization, and the six school are called Sad Shastra. So one is Yoga Shastra of Patanjali.
So our school Yoga Padati Bhagavad Gita.
So this yoga is called Ashtanga Yoga.
So yoga Ashtanga Yoga.
Ashta means eight, Anga means limbs, eight limbs of the yoga practice.
So Ashtanga Yoga.
So out of these eight Anga, five are external, three are internal. So, external five are Yama, Nama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahar. These are five outer.
So, Yama, Nama, Pranayama,
Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahar. Dhyana, Dharana and Samadhi, they are internal three limbs of the yoga. So the purpose of yoga is ultimately samadhi. And what is the meaning of samadhi? Samadhi means we forget the suffering of this world. And how can we forget all the suffering of this world? When we connect ourselves with Supreme Self, which is within us. So that is the highest limit of yoga. But it is start with Yama and Nama. Yama means what not to be done. And Nama means what should be done. So until unless we practice these two basic principles of yoga, there is no foundation. Can you build a building without foundation? So yoga has a foundation, Yama and Nama.
So yoga has a foundation, Yama and Nama.
So what not to be done and what should be done? So there are five Yama and five Nama. And if you read these, then nobody is really fit to do yoga. So the Yama and Nama, they are very, five Yama and five Nama are very strong. But without kasht, without pain, you cannot get any gain. No pain, no gain. So like when Srila Prabhupada went from here to America, first time he started preaching in a yoga center of Dr. Mishra.
So Pratishtha Acharya Prabhupada USA Bhadru, our Prabhupada on the yoga school Ali,
and Prabhupada started doing kirtan there, and in kirtan they started dancing with Swami's steps.
So yoga, ಭಾರತದಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀರ್ತನ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು, ಎಲ್ಲರೂ ಕುಣಿತಾ ಇದ್ರು ಕೀರ್ತನ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು.
And this Dr. Mishra said, what we are doing in yoga, which is very difficult, you are doing very simply, and all the benefit you are getting, which we are getting by yoga.
Swali Nadastar yoga teacher Dr. Mishra helta idu, naavu eshtu kashtadinda yoga maadta idivi, neevu nodidre bahala saralavagi yoga maadta idu kirtan maadta nimuga adhe laabha sigta idu.
So Srila Prabhupada said, your yoga is very good, but there is no yam and name.
In the yoga madana padathi bahala saralagi ide Prabhupada helidru, adu adu yama niyama illa.
Then Dr. Mishra said, so what is your yam and name? What you teach yam and name? So Prabhupada said, I teach to my students, don't do four things. Is anybody who want to practice yoga, number one, yama, yama means, you know, yama, yama means yamaraj. If you don't do, he will punish you. You know, yamaraj. If you don't do, he will punish you. So if you don't follow these, it means you will be punished. So first yama, Prabhupada said, don't do, is no intoxication. So if anybody who is indulged in intoxication, smoking, drinking, even drinking something what is today is called coffee, he cannot sit in meditation. Yoga means tapasya.
Yoga means tapasya.
Tapasya means you are sitting like this for 1 hour is a tapasya. It's not ordinary thing. It's a big tapasya. It is an austerity. So if you are indulged in intoxication, you cannot do austerity. It's not practical to do austerity.
So now intoxication bidli lagre tapasya maadi kaagudha. Illi you bartira ille 1 ghante kootkolthira ivaga mudradalli.
If somebody is used to smoke cigarette, after 10 minutes he wants to go out and smoke cigarette and come back and sit in dhyana. So, number one yama is no intoxication. And second yama is not eat any food which is not sattvic. So what is non-sattvic? Anything which is dead animal food is non-sattvic. Dead animal is called. Don't make your stomach graveyard of dead animals. Don't make your stomach graveyard of dead animals. Do you know, in our Vedic civilization, after the dear and near father, grandfather, he dies, then we go after cremation, we collect their bones. Do you do here? And nobody keep those bones in the house, do you know? Our own grandfather, loving grandfather who made the home for us, we don't keep their bones in our house. We keep in the temple. Because he may be bhoot and there will be problems. So let the bhoot be in temple. But see, on the other hand, the same people, they keep the bones of the dead animal in their refrigerator. So it means the bones of the animal is better than bone of our grandfather. The one who purchases refrigerator, you cannot keep your grandfather's bone who purchases it. But murga bone, yes. So, any food which involves killing is called hinsa. Hinsa means killing. There is no mercy. And if there is no mercy, you cannot sit in meditation. No mercy, no meditation. The third yam is no gambling. What is gambling means? What is the modern best gambling which is liked by everybody? Stock market. Stock market. Share market. Where there is always ghotala. You know, ghotala, kand. In Ramayana there are kand which are about Ram, but here in a share market they are kand. Ghotala kand. So this gambling, the person who is indulged in gambling, he will not be truthful. And one who is not truthful, he cannot sit in meditation. Because if you are a liar, then how can you concentrate? You will always think that I told lie, he will come and hit me. Oh, he, I have done that, so how can you be peaceful? And the fourth yam is no illicit sex. Aveda means normally marriage life is only the concession to have sex in which is bona fide sex. But nowadays we are hearing so many cases of AIDS. And this all is because of illicit sex. And surprising to say that most of the cases of the AIDS are found in the big priest in the church and the best yoga teachers. What can I do? Many teachers are indulged in all these practices and they have aid. They are known. I think 2 years back we had a big seminar at Sri Sri Ravi Shankar's ashram in Bangalore, and where they told thousands and thousands of this type of people which are practicing the religious functions and yoga, they are suffering from AIDS. So it is known fact. It means, say, if you indulge in illicit sex, then you will have AIDS, then can you sit in meditation? You know I am going to die tomorrow, you cannot concentrate your mind. So the fourth yam is, no any relation outside marriage. That differentiate human and animal. Animal has no discrimination.
ಫ್ರೆಶರ್ ಏನಂತ ವ್ಯತ್ಯಾಸ ಮಾಡ್ಕೊಳ್ಳಲ್ಲ ಈ ವಿಷಯದಲ್ಲಿ.
You are living in a small village, there is town, there is no problem. Here I can see everybody is nice, gentlemanly dressed, Mataji is in saris, Prabhuji is at least in a full dress, though it is a western dress, but they have a full dress. But in a Mumbai you go, you will see people with a very small piece of cloth on the body.
ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿಯ ಜನ ಎಲ್ಲ ಒಳ್ಳೆ ಬಟ್ಟೆ ಹಾಕೊಳ್ತಾರೆ, ಬಟ್ ನೀವು ಮುಂಬೈಗೆ ಹೋಗಿ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಶರೀರದ ಬಟ್ಟೆ ಬಹಳ ಕಮ್ಮಿ ಇರುತ್ತೆ.
ಇಟ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸಿಂಗ್ ಯೋಗ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಯೋಗ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಕೋಪರ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್.
ಪುರಾತನ ಕಾಲದ ಯೋಗದಲ್ಲಿ ಯೋಗಿಯವರು ಬಟ್ಟೆ ಕಮ್ಮಿ ಮಾಡ್ಕೊಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು, ಅವರು ಯೋಗ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು, ಅದೇ ತರ ಇವರು ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ ಮುಂಬೈನಲ್ಲಿ.
If people become beautiful by not wearing cloth, then dogs and cats are most beautiful.
ಬಟ್ಟೆ ಕಡಿಮೆ ಹಾಕೋದ್ರನ್ನ ಬಹಳ ಸೌಂದರ್ಯ ಕಾಣ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರೆ ನಾಯಿ ಬೆಕ್ಕು ನಮ್ಕಿಂತ ಇನ್ನೇನು ಹೆಚ್ಚು ಸೌಂದರ್ಯ ಕಾಣ್ಬೋದು.
This is all the impact of Western civilization, which is ruining the Vedic civilization.
ಇದೆಲ್ಲ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶದ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿಯಿಂದ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಕಲ್ಚರ್ ಹೊರಗ್ತಾ ಇದೆ.
ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಫೋರ್ ಯಮ್. ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಫಾಲೋ ದಿಸ್, ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಇಂಡಲ್ಜ್ ಇನ್ ಇಲ್ಲಿಸಿಟ್ ಸೆಕ್ಸ್? ನೋ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಟಿ.
ವೇದ ಸಂಘ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಂಡ್ರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಶುದ್ಧತೆ ಇರೋದಿಲ್ಲ.
ನೋ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ನೋ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್.
ಮನಸ್ಸು ಶುದ್ಧ ಇರಲಿಲ್ಲ, ಧ್ಯಾನ ಮಾಡಲಿ ಕಷ್ಟ.
So these are four yama. Prabhupada told that these are the four yama. But it's very difficult to give up all these things. If really we are honest, we look in our side, inside, most of we have one or two or three something which are we are also involved in. Therefore, how can we really have our foundation on these four pillars? There are four pillars on which if we stand, then we can meditate. Satya, truthfulness, daya, mercy, purity, shuddhata, and austerity, tapasya. These are the four pillars.
Sri Nalaka Stambha ide, shuddhate, tapasya, amale daya, matte satya.
So it's very difficult actually in Kali Yuga to practice these four yama.
ಕಲಿಯುಗದಲ್ಲಿ ಬಹಳ ಕಷ್ಟ ಈ ನಾಲ್ಕು ಯಮ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಪಾಲನೆ ಮಾಡಬಹುದು.
ಬಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಒನ್ ಈಸಿ ವೇ.
ಬಟ್ ಇದಕ್ಕೆ ಒಂದು ಬಹಳ ಸುಲಭ ದಾರಿ ಇದೆ.
ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಏಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ವಾರಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೈಪೋಕ್ರೆಸಿ.
ಕಲಿಯುಗದಲ್ಲಿ ಬಹಳ ಉಪದ್ರವಿದೆ.
ನೋಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ದಿ ಆನ್ ಮಾರ್ಚ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ.
ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಹೆಂಗೆ ಬೆಳೀತಾ ಇರುತ್ತೆ ಯಾರು ನಿಲ್ಲಿಸಲಿಕ್ಕಾಗಲ್ಲ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಪ್ರಭಾವ.
No government can start Kali Yuga, only they can start more fast Kali Yuga. Like no government can stop raining. Can any government start raining? If there is a raining, government has the power to stop raining? No? American government? So nobody can stop raining. So nobody can stop the on march of Kali Yuga. Nobody can stop raining, but we can protect our cloth from wetting by a very easy method, buying umbrella of 100 rupees. Is it possible?
ಮಳೆ ಜಾಸ್ತಿ ಬರ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಬಟ್ಟೆ ಒದ್ದೆ ಮಾಡ್ಕೊಳ್ಳೋದಕ್ಕೆ ಒಂದು ಕೊಡು.
ಛತ್ರ ಕ್ಯಾ ಬೋಲ್ದೆ ಛತ್ರಿ umbrella. So it is easy, anybody can buy this, no? And protect his cloth. You cannot stop rain, but you can get yourself. The precaution is only umbrella. If you have umbrella, then you can at least keep your cloth dry, not getting wet. So similarly, all these things all around you, all these four sinful activities are going on and will continue going on. Where you want to see all these things? You really want to see all these things where they are going? Go any good college outside, just you stand and see what is going on there. Most of these students are involved in intoxications. Because no teacher is teaching all these things. So what is the easy method really to have a good foundation for meditation? When Prabhupada was asked that how these people in America in the 60s, when they are all hippies and they are indulging in all these four sinful activities, how can they be saved?
Then
from the Vedic Shastra, there is only one way, that if you do that, then you can stop these four sinful activities and then you can sit peacefully in meditation. And what is that? Hariharnam, Hariharnam, Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranatha. In Kali Yuga, there is no other way, no other way, no other way. Only chanting the holy name of God, holy name of God, holy name of God.
Kali Yuga, one day Harinama, one day Harinama, one day Harinama, and that Kali Yuga, Nashamalate, 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 Bere Amya, Dariyama.
So Srila Prabhupada, he experimented on millions of people outside India by this one simple method.
So Bharat Deshwargane Prabhupada, he wanted the mantra jinda, yeshtand janamane experiment maadikale.
And successfully, lots of people given up these four sinful habits and had the good foundation for meditation. So the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita is the chapter of Dhyana Yoga. And the purpose of the Dhyana Yoga or the Patanjali Yoga is Mano Nigraha Yoga Uchyate. When you control your mind, then it is said you are practicing yoga.
So now, manasige
manavrti.
Now, dhyana mele controlling.
Manavrti nigraha. Controlling the propensities of the mind.
So manasali yastanala ichyavala barathayate. Adala dhaman malike idu Patanjali Yoga.
So starting with yam and nam is to control the senses. And then sitting in the asana is also controlling the bodily limbs.
So now yoga asana kutkolagantre namdu dehada indriya ella ondu sthira madlike.
And then pranayama means controlling the breath.
So
So these are all external limbs of the yoga. So pranayama means to control the incoming and outgoing going breath.
So breathing usarsudu adukara pranayama.
Prana apan samayukta. You have to keep the both prana and apan samayukta in a balance. Apane juvati pranam prane apanam jatapare. This is a verse how to practice this. So you are doing it very nice. So purpose of the doing pranayama is what Bhagavad Gita says, like in a windy place the lamp is always wavering. So you have to keep this lamp without wavering. It means you have to stop wind.
So gaadi idale kuda deepa alagaradu.
And when? So then Arjun said it's very difficult to control wind. It's very difficult to control wind. Can you stop wind? No. So the lamp will always be like this. So mind is like lamp, and it goes like this and this all and this, this and this, this and this, this and this. It's very difficult to keep it fixed at one place. And when Krishna, when Arjuna said, I'm not able to control the mind, it's very difficult than controlling the wind. Mano dun nigram is very difficult to control. Asankhyam is very difficult. The Krishna says, yes, you are right. It's very difficult to control mind.
So Krishna, Arjuna and Krishna, manasa control mano kashta ide, control.
And in Vedic literature, Krishna is called Yogeshwar. It means he is the master of yogas. He is the Ishwar of all the yogis. But he is not the Ishwar of bhogis.
He
is not called Bhogeshwar, he is called Yogeshwar. So Krishna says, Asankhya Mahabaho Mano Nirdur Nigram Achalam. You are right, it's very difficult to control mind.
So Krishna has done correct.
Then he gave the two simple methods to control mind. Abhyasena to Kaunteya Vairagena Sageyate. By practicing, Abhyas means by practicing. Means doing it again and again. Vairagyana means giving up some things like false sinful things. If you do these two things, practice regularly and to give up the things which are distracting you from meditation, then you can control your mind.
So yavadu
and then Krishna says, Yogi Namapi Sarvesham Madgatar Antratma. Then Krishna says, of all the yogis, he is the number one who within himself always with faith meditate upon me.
So Yalakita Sarvasresh Yogi Yaru Yaru Tandrali Bhagavatnali Yavlu Dhyana Martayatane.
Yogi namapi sarvesham madgatrantratma shardhavan yu bhajate mam same yuktatma mata. He is the best.
So Yalakita Sarvasresh Yogi.
Good, better, best. So the best yogi is one who within himself with full faith meditate upon me.
So Yalakita Sarvasresh Yogi Yaru Purna Shraddhayinda Tandrali Bhagavantinda Nitya Dhyana Madutare.
So when you are sitting in meditation, you have to meditate on something. There's a first stage is called, just first you empty from all thoughts. That is called coming to the first get everything negative, get negative things out. Then you come to zero. And then you have to do something positive. But usually people are ending at zero. All these zeros multiplied, all these zeros added, the result is zero. So if you have one and then you add one zero, how many are there? 10. If you have 2 zeros, it is 100. If you have 3 zeros, it is 1000. So until unless you go beyond 0 to 1, there is no possibility of any counting. So first we have to go negative, get negative out, then we have to come to 0, and then we have to go to 1. Actually, 0 meditation was taught by Lord Buddha. 0 is called Shunyavad, it was taught by Buddha. And you see Buddha always sitting like it, this. That's Buddha is in Sunya. So he's peaceful, he was founding good foundation, all yam nem. All the Buddhas, they follow all these yam and nem. But he's at zero. And Buddha was in Bihar. Where you have to be zero. But then in your South India, Madhva Acharya came. He said no, zero, one. He is the first who brought us back to one. So you belong to this part of the Bharat Varsh where meditation on one God was practiced by all the acharyas. And who is the one Ishwar of Madhva Acharya? You went to the Udupi Madhva Acharya. You went to Sahab Madhva Acharya Pit Udupi. Huh? Krishna. Which Krishna? With a churning rod in the hand. Bala Krishna. So very simple. He started meditation, brought us to one, and which one? This acharya says this one. Krishna. So, with due apology, let me tell you that present day, except some very respectable and serious yoga societies, maybe like yours, most of the people are practicing yoga to be healthy. But not ordinary health. They want more developed health. For what? For enjoyment. So is modern days yoga is for bhoga. So we have to be very, very serious and conscious that are we practicing this yoga is connecting us to the Supreme God and bringing us free from the miseries of the material world, or we are getting involved in the all sinful activities after yoga more.
Yoga ಮಾಡಿಬಿಟ್ಟು ನಾವು ನಮ್ದು ಸಂಬಂಧ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮಗೆ ಬೆಳೆಸ್ಕೊಳ್ತಾ ಇದೀವಲ್ಲ ಅಥವಾ ಬರೀ ಒಳ್ಳೆ ಹೆಲ್ತ್ ಗೋಸ್ಕರ ನಾವು ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದೀವಿ ಅದರಿಂದ ನಾವು ಇನ್ನೂ ಜಾಸ್ತಿ ಪಾಪ ಕಾರ್ಯ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದೀವಿ.
ಆರ್ ವಿ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಮೋರ್ ಪೀಸ್ಫುಲ್ ಆರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಮೋರ್ ಎಜಿಟೇಟೆಡ್?
ನಾವು ಇನ್ನೂ ಶಾಂತ ಇರ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರೆ ಅಥವಾ ಇನ್ನೂ ಬಹಳ ವಿಚಲಿತ ಆಗ್ತಾ ಇದೀವಿ?
So, is our mind coming under control? It is very difficult to control mind. Therefore, the whole teaching of the Yoga Shastra Bhagavad Gita is Mai arpit mano buddhir, you give me your mind because you cannot tame this.
So Krishna manasaine
nankotpuru. Is there Bhagavad Gita picture somewhere? Bhagavad Gita, no? Bhagavad Gita picture you have seen? Say Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
So this is the yoga pose. This picture is a perfect yoga pose.
Yoga the
See, there is one chariot, Rath hai ek. You see the Rath? And in the Rath is sitting on the back, that is called Rathi, or the passenger, who is Arjuna in this case.
Arjuna Gurkhan is there.
And Rath is pulled by horses. And horses have reins for control. And the lagam is in the hand of some other person called Krishna. In one hand Krishna has a lagam and in other hand he has whip. And then he is sitting in the place of driver. So this our body is Rath. The five senses are horses. Mind is lagam, rein. And we cannot control mind, therefore Arjuna has given the lagam in the hand of Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is having a whip and he will tame the horses and put in a right direction. We cannot do that. It's very difficult for us to do. So whole message of Bhagavad Gita is simply to give mind in the hand of Krishna and let Krishna sit in your intelligence.
So Bhagavad Gita Krishna.
Let him sit in our intelligence. Let our intelligence be the place for Krishna to occupy, and let our mind be in the hands of Krishna to tame him. Tame the mind. Then you will be successful in your life's journey. So thank you very much for coming here. Please practice yama and then do meditation. You will have more better results. Don't utilize this yoga for only health purpose to enjoy, but utilize this yoga for higher purpose of human life, to get free from the suffering of this material world. Instead of temporary enjoying, permanently enjoy. So that is the highest purpose of yoga. Thank you very much. Any question or comments?
Thank you
very much. You like them? Ask them.